Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into a beverage that's really captured the world's attention lately. The matcha latte tea, you know, that vibrant, creamy drink.
Absolutely.
And for those of you maybe already familiar with it, we've got a great source today, a detailed guide from Ceylon Wild Tea to sort of uncover what makes it genuinely special, maybe beyond just the basics.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission really is to understand not just what it is, but, you know, why all the buzz? Why is it so popular? And importantly, how can you actually make a great one at home, plus the unique benefits? So yeah, let's unpack this.
Okay. And, you know, right off the bat, the really big difference with matcha compared to, say, traditional green tea is fundamental. You're not just brewing leaves and tossing them out.
Right.
With matcha, the entire tea leaf is ground into this super fine powder. And you consume all of it.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. And that changes everything nutritionally. It means you're getting this concentrated hit of antioxidants, vitamins, minerals like EGCG, L-theanine in every single sip.
Yeah.
It's just a much richer profile than you get from steeping.
That's a really key point. So if someone's just dipping their toes in, how do we define a matcha latte? Like, what is it? Essentially.
Well, at its core, it's that creamy, bright green drink. It's made from that finely ground matcha powder mixed with steamed milk.
Yeah.
And like we said, the really unique thing is using that powdered leaf.
Yeah.
So you ingest the whole leaf, all the nutrients. That's the historical, ceremonial way it developed. And it's fundamental to what matcha is.
And you really can't deny its appeal, can you? It's everywhere. Cafes, people making it at home now.
Definitely.
It's loved for that smooth texture, the kind of unique flavor, and that energizing feeling people talk about.
Right.
If someone gets a really good one, what should they be noticing? What are the sensory things?
Oh, a good matcha latte is a whole experience. First, visually, it's that striking bright green color. Often, you know, with that lovely frothy milk top, sometimes even latte art.
Yeah, the art is nice.
It is. And the smell, the aroma, it's really fresh, kind of grassy, with a hint of sweetness, maybe a slightly vegetal note. Very natural.
Yeah.
Then the taste, it should be smooth, creamy. You get this interesting mix of sweetness, that grassy note again, and umami.
Ah, umami, that savory quality.
Exactly, that fifth taste. It gives it depth.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great is you can tweak the sweetness, right? Add honey, agave, whatever you like.
True.
And finally, the texture. It should just feel velvety, really smooth. That comes from the fine powder and the properly steamed milk. And you can have it hot or iced. Super versatile.
Okay, you're making me want one right now. So for listeners thinking, all right, I want that experience at home, what are the essential ingredients, the building blocks for a really good one?
It's actually pretty simple ingredient-wise, but quality is key here.
Right.
Number one, the matcha powder. You really want to aim for a high-quality ceremonial grade if possible. It just tastes better and has more of the good stuff.
Ceremonial grade. Got it.
Then milk. And honestly, any milk works. That's the beauty. Whole milk gives richness, but almond, soy, oat milk, they all bring slightly different flavors and textures. It's totally up to you.
So lots of options there.
Loads. You'll also need some hot water, but crucially, not boiling. We'll get into why later.
Okay.
Sweetener is optional, naturally. Honey, maple syrup, agave are popular.
Mm.
And, you know, if you want to get fancy, a little vanilla extract or a tiny sprinkle of cinnamon can add a nice touch.
Oh, nice. So you can really customize it.
Absolutely. Make your own.
Okay, this is great. We know what it is, why it's special. Now, the bit everyone's waiting for, how do you actually make this vibrant drink at home, like properly?
Right. Making it at home is totally doable and really satisfying. The recipe basics are about 1 teaspoon of that good matcha powder, roughly 2 ounces of hot water, and this is important, aim for around 175 Fahrenheit, that's 80 Celsius. Definitely not boiling.
Okay, 175 F80C. Not boiling, why not boiling?
Boiling water can actually scorch the delicate matcha powder, making it taste bitter.
Oh, okay, good tip.
Yep. Then you need about 1 cup of your milk choice and sweetener if you're using it.
Got it. Teaspoon matcha, 2 ounce hot water, not boiling, 1 cup milk.
Exactly. Now, the process, first step, and this is vital for smoothness. Sift the matcha powder into a bowl. Get rid of clumps.
Sift it. Okay.
Then add your 2 ounces of hot water. Now whisk. Traditionally, you use a bamboo whisk, a chasen.
That little whisk thing.
Yeah, that's the one. It's designed to froth it up perfectly, make it smooth. But hey, a small regular whisk can work too. Just whisk vigorously until it's smooth and a bit frothy.
Okay, whisk well.
Next, heat your milk. Saucepan or microwave is fine. Just get it hot. But again, don't boil it. Simmering is too hot.
Right. Hot, not boiling.
Then froth the milk. Use a milk frother if you have one. Or whisk it hard. Or even shake it really well in a sealed jar. You want it nice and foamy.
Ah, the jar trick. Clever.
It works. So, to combine, pour most of the froth milk into your cup. Maybe hold back the thickest foam with a spoon for a sec. Then gently pour in your whisked matcha mixture. Give it a gentle stir. Add your sweetener now if you're using it. Stir till dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, spoon that remaining milk foam on top. And if you like, a little dusting of matcha powder for looks. Done.
That actually sounds, well, pretty straightforward, but also kind of mindful. Like a nice little ritual.
It really can be. Simple yet rewarding process for sure.
So we have the ingredients, the method, but you mentioned that bamboo whisk. Are there other tools that can, you know, really level up your homemade matcha latte game, make it feel more pro?
Yeah, definitely. While you don't need them all to start, certain tools do make a difference in consistency and, honestly, the enjoyment of the process.
Okay, like what?
Well, that bamboo whisk, the chasen, is probably the most impactful tool for getting that smooth, perfectly aerated matcha base.
Right, the whisk.
And a proper matcha bowl, a chawan. It's wide and shaped perfectly for whisking without splashing.
Ah, I've seen those.
A milk frother, electric or handheld, obviously makes getting that creamy, stable foam much easier than, say, shaking a jar.
True. Easier cleanup, too, maybe?
Probably. A small sifter is genuinely useful for avoiding those pesky matcha clumps. Makes a big difference to the texture.
Yeah, nobody wants clumps.
No. And a traditional bamboo matcha scoop, the choshaku, helps you measure the powder consistently each time.
For consistency, okay.
And lastly, don't discount using nice teacups or mugs. Ceramic or glass, seeing that beautiful green color, it just enhances the whole experience, doesn't it?
It really does. Presentation matters. So these tools help you kind of master the art of it?
Exactly. They help ensure you get a delicious result every time.
Okay, fantastic. So we've covered the what, the why, the how. Now, let's bring it back to the listener. What does this all mean for you? When is a good time to enjoy a matcha latte? What are the real practical benefits day to day?
Oh, it fits into so many parts of the day. It's brilliant as a morning energizer. You know, that unique combo of caffeine and L-theanine we talked about.
Yeah, the calm energy thing.
Right. It gives you this sustained, focused energy, but without the jitters or the crash you sometimes get from coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It feels smoother.
Interesting.
It's also great as an afternoon pick-me-up, you know, when you hit that 3 p.m. slump. It gives a gentle lift and feels like a nice little reset.
Okay, good for the slump.
Some people even like it as a pre-workout drink. The caffeine and antioxidants might help with physical performance and endurance.
Oh, really? Didn't think of that.
Yeah. And socially, it's fun. Bring out matcha lattes at a gathering. That color, that unique taste, it gets people talking.
Definitely a conversation starter.
And there's a mindfulness aspect, too.
Yeah.
Just the act of making it, whisking, pouring, sipping.
Yeah.
It could be quite calming, almost meditative.
Yeah,
a little stress reducer.
I can see that. A little moment for yourself.
Exactly. And for anyone studying or needing focus for work, that caffeine plus L-theanine combination is really known to help improve concentration and cognitive function. Great study, buddy.
Makes sense.
And overall, let's face it, it's generally seen as a pretty health-conscious choice, being packed with those antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals from the whole leaf.
Wow, so it's really versatile. Morning, afternoon, pre-workout, social, focus, relaxation. Quite the list.
It really is more than just a tasty green drink.
This has been an amazing deep dive. We've gone from, you know, the basic definition right through to the sensory details, how you can craft it yourself, and all these ways to actually enjoy it and benefit from it. Really comprehensive.
A fascinating beverage with a lot to offer. And maybe just a final thought to leave with you.
Okay.
If consuming the entire tea leaf in a matcha latte gives you that fuller, richer experience, lets you engage more deeply, maybe think about how taking a kind of whole leaf approach elsewhere in life might work.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, really diving into the complete picture of something, a subject, an activity, embracing all its parts and nuances instead of just skimming the surface. Could that also enrich your understanding and enjoyment, just like with a matcha? Something to ponder.